Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. It is July 13th, 2024. I am Cressa Star. This is the beautiful Iridian, and welcome to the AEW Collision Post Show. It is the two women power trip. Before we get this started, deep breath, everyone. It has been a very stressful 3 hours, 4 hours, depending on where you live. This is a wrestling safe space. We're going to talk about wrestling and wrestling only.
Yes.
Woosah, everyone. Woosah. Iridian, how are you while we're meditating before we get into this?
I am doing so lovely. Cresta, how are you doing? We didn't have a show last week, so we are here with a woman power trip tonight.
I'm doing well. I want to say to everyone watching, I know it's been really rough for a lot of people, especially if you're American, but listen, we're going to have us a good time. No political chat.
And as we are breathing in and breathing out, make sure to breathe out some of that cash too. Send us your super chats. Send us your humper chats. We'll read them on air. It's the only guaranteed way to make sure that Cresta and I know what you're talking about and showing your comment on the screen tonight. So make sure you do that tonight.
And while we're meditating and we're making sure we're doing things, don't forget to subscribe to Fightful. Select the best $5 in the biz. We've got Natalya contract updates, Ask Grapsody, SmackDown notes. It'd be super rad if you did. We love it. You love it. And they're going to aggregate from us anyway.
Yes.
Fightful Select.
And I just got an email with a free post that Sean sent about the status of Trent Beretta. So make sure that you guys subscribe over there. Best $5 you're going to spend, all right?
$5. I love $5. $5. All right. We've woosahed. You ready, Iridian?
So, yes, ready.
Let's raise. Let's do this. How was your night? What did you think of Collision overall? We were talking about this a little bit offline. So
yes. It's... seemed like the first hour had a lot more going on than the second hour. That was just me. But it also felt like tonight was the night for tag teams, for trios, for factions in general, because there was, I feel like every match kind of had some sort of team or faction going into it. So I was like, interessante. There wasn't a lot of singles action except for the women tonight. So yeah.
There was, I feel like it was a very story-driven episode with the exception of the squash matches, which I think there were like three or four of them. But everything, also with the exception of Sky Blue making a return, and even then with the video package, they were able to turn that into a storyline afterwards. Let's jump right into it, shall we?
Yes.
All right, we start off the night with Konosuke Takeshita versus the cousin, nephew of the Dynamite Kid. He passed on the moniker.
Yeah.
Now, this man against Takeshita was a L-O-R-G-E, a lorge. Just that height disparity, I was excited for this. A lorge.
I've never heard that in my life. Oh my God. I have to add that. I've only, like, I say extra medium husky. That's what Takeshita's giving. But a lorge? That makes sense.
Him and Brody are a lorge.
Yeah. That's the meat division, period.
Lorge. The Lorge. That's how he's going to rage, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my goodness.
This match was pretty stiff. I have to say that when Dynamite Kid slid off of Takeshita onto the outside, I was like, I don't know what that was. Y'all are sweaty, and I was low-key into it.
Sweaty.
But what else would you call that? I feel like he went for a lariat, tried to spin off him. He was like, and then a slip and slide outside.
It's crazy. You know, Dynamite Kid was not the size of Takeshita, but he was definitely fighting as if he was as big as Takeshita, which I appreciated. I respect it. He was really going in, and this was a really hard-hitting match for starting off Collision.
No, I agree. We get the win with the T-trigger. Don Callis was on commentary, so you already know it was clownery on that microphone. So he called it the T-trigger. I was like, wait a minute. Also, this is like the second Kenny reference I've heard this week. So he coming back for Blood and Guts. You can't convince me otherwise. You can't convince me otherwise. You cannot convince me otherwise.
Yeah.
Post-match, Don Callis says, hey, Dynamite Kid, you got that grit. You got that thing that I'm looking for. Join us. And at first, Dynamite Kid is looking at him like, maybe they do the handshake. And I was like, wow. I mean, I get it. If you go in AEW and you're not in a faction, you're asking to get beat up.
Yeah.
And then he says, Let me make sure I check the
old notes.
Kiss my ass was the answer. Don slaps him. Kyle Fletcher comes out. FTR comes out. They do a melee. And everyone's happy at the end. What did you think about this post-match, Iridian?
Post-match was interesting. I actually thought Dynamite Kid was going to join. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not mad at it, right? You know, because Takeshita's a star. Kyle's a star. And though Don Callis is not the best influence, I don't hate the people who are in the faction. So I was like, okay, it makes sense. But then when he said, kiss my ass, I was like, oh, okay, now I guessed wrong. And here's where the factions or the night of the groups begins, right? Because Kyle comes out and now Kyle and Takeshita are beating them up. And then we get a surprise group, which I'm sorry, but commentary was like, FTR is back. I didn't realize they were gone. I'm sorry. That was on me.
I thought they were just on Dynamite like 2 weeks ago and saying that like we lost, but we still here.
Sorry. That was on me. Like,
I mean, maybe it's on me too, because I was confused as well. I was like, I didn't know FTR left.
Thank you. I guess we're both on the same page.
Speaking Sorry, of people, FTR being on the same page, did you see Dax twerking on Instagram?
No. What? You know what? And I don't need to see it.
You are the second person I said that. I said this to Reg this morning. Reg was like, and I don't need to see this. And I don't want to. And I don't. I popped.
You know what? That's not for me. On Twitter, what did I say? People got so upset that I said this. Because after Money in the Bank, I went on Twitter and I said, you know what? I am not the demographic for CM Punk. And I've said this before about Jericho. I'm also not the demographic for that. That twerk video, also not the demographic for me. So,
I'll save you. Yes, Lewis. If you Lewis. Go to his Instagram, it's exactly what you think it is. So,
oh,
it's exactly what you think it is. It's exactly what you think it is. Next, we get a Mariah May recap, which Iridian, I have to tell you, I've been so excited to talk to you about this Mariah May heel turn. I live for the fact that she wasted no time. No time. I feel like AEW learned from the MJF, Adam Cole, dragging out that friendship. Fantastic. What did you think of the heel turn on Wednesday? The literal heel turn.
Yeah.
And this girl wasn't in black and white.
Yeah. Literally insane. There was so many levels to this. And honestly, this Mariah May, Toni Storm was like a few weeks away from becoming old already, right? Mm-hmm. So I think this was the perfect opportunity that they had to have Mariah do that. And I was living. I was so excited. I'm like, finally. I kind of expected Mariah to turn. I didn't know if it was this soon. Mm-hmm. But man, I thought it was so beautiful. Toni looked devastated. The fact that Mariah was not holding back her hits. Like, she was genuinely hitting her in the face with that shoe. I believed it 100%. And I'm so ready. I feel like we are guaranteed a new women's champion now that Toni has been betrayed. I'm ready for Mariah. Let's do it.
Imagine telling everyone for almost like a year at this point to watch for the shoe and what you get bloodied by.
Ooh.
The damn shoe. You wasn't watching for the shoe.
In color, in 4K, in the main event.
Also, we had talked about this on Grapsity, but also, sis, you discarded her. You treated her like crap. Only till she started imitating you and sucking at the Toni Storm teat did you give her a chance. Luther, who was your doting butler, was like, this girl is, come on. What did you think was going to happen, Mimi?
It was literally a matter of time. And I want to know what the next promo is going to sound like. If Mariah is going to be like, this was my plan the whole time, because I respect it. If it was like she knew that she really had to get on Toni's side and wait for the perfect moment. And now she's got her opportunity to do it. And it's going to be at Wembley.
I love this for us. What a time to be a wrestling fan.
What a time. I love it. This was literally a match made for us. A turn made for us. Here for it.
I love this. So after we got the Mariah May recap, we have a trio tag match. The Bang Bang Gang, Austin, Colton Gunn, and Juice Robinson versus, I got Michael Blank London.
Michael Allen Richard Clark. Then we got Sean Moore. Then
wait, that was all one name, the first one?
It was all one name. Okay, let me tell you. When I paused my little phone screen to read the bottom, I said, there's no way.
Four first names.
I said, is that one person? There's three people in here. That's four names. It's Michael Allen Richard Clark. I need somebody to double check that in the comments because I was very confused. Then you got Sean Moore and, well, London Lightning.
You got more than I got. I just got Michael and London. That's more than what I got.
Listen, I felt so bad because when the man in the pink trunks, which I believe is Mr. Lightning, he literally, I thought it was RJ City. So I had to do a double take. I said, RJ?
Not RJ.
RJ, are you in the ring right now? What's happening? And I squinted because I was watching on my phone tonight. And I said, that's not RJ. But you could be. You could be. Could have fooled me.
RJ backstage like, brother. Go in the ring with the Bang Bang Gang? Juice Robinson is a wrestling gremlin. Brother. That's not me.
Oh my goodness.
So there's nothing to this match. I'm gonna be real with you. This was a squish squash clip clap shark attack. They get the 310 to Yuma on. They didn't even say. And the commentary at one point was like, these young men. I'm like, yo, yeah.
Oh my God. They didn't even try at that point. They said, all right, there's seven names on here, and there's only three men in the ring.
There's hope for me yet. I could definitely be a commentator.
Could you imagine us on commentary?
No.
Tragic.
Our commentary would literally be SKSKSK.
We'd be like this the whole time with no sounds. Just us.
Remember how you said you're not the target demographic for that? There's like a five, maybe 10 people, this many people who's the target demographic for that commentary.
Our commentary. Yeah, I see it.
Just literally us going.
Laughing, making a joke, talking about gear. Oh,
yes.
I'll be like, oh, our mics are on. Oh, my goodness.
Who is hot? Anybody else hot? I'm hot. I'm too busy laughing.
One thing I will say about this match is that Colton has a beautiful drop kick. I was like, oh my goodness, that literally, like, I had to rewind it just to watch it one more time, because the height that he gets and the fact that he's literally like so straight in the air, amazing.
And the fact that he's also tall, like, being that tall, doing a drop kick always is going to look gnarly. Yeah. Somebody else has one where Roosh has one. Now, Roosh is not that tall, but when he does that bull thing in the corner where he gets real tiny and explodes, I'm like, bro, you too tall to do that.
You're too tall.
You know who's not too tall? Oh, wait, hold on. I'm trying to get the right. Man, I don't know. I'm gonna go ahead and click this one. Aside from the FTR return and Nyla being a hoot, I feel like this episode could be described as Zorro's famous two worlds in one piece, RIP Richard Simmons. So let me tell you something, brother. We had an anime talk earlier today. I do not watch One Piece. I like anime, but I have a life. 1,000 episodes.
I'm on the same boat with you. I watch one anime, and I think I watched it for like one season, and that was it. My Hero Academia, and that was it. So
I respect it. Anime sometimes is a commitment.
It is. And wrestling is already such a huge commitment. So if you're a wrestling fan and anime fan, a million respects to you, brothers.
Yeah, I got no social life. Anyway, post-match, I'm like, why are they doing a promo? But then it all became clear to me. Colton said, it's crazy how the patriarchy wants to injure Jay White. And y'all tell us that Juice Robinson can't be the third person in our trios because he didn't win it. But now Jay White's injured and we got to defend it. So, you know, come on, baby. Right when it was getting good. Here comes Christopher Daniels. Now, Christopher Daniels is a blessing and a curse. Sometimes I'm like, yes, get him, Chris. That's why I was like, yo, you sucking the fun. This is one of those times he was sucking the fun.
Yeah.
He randomly strips them of the title. Talk about, if you're injured, you can't defend. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. But there's clearly somebody else here. Nevertheless, he randomly strips the Bang Bang Gang of their titles because Jay White is injured. I'm like, and then the patriarchy comes out and Mama Wayne, she looks so good tonight, period.
One thing about her is she's going to show up and show out, okay? Hair is always going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. Makeup is always going to be on point. Her fits are going to be fitting, all right? She knows she's going to have her time on TV, and she does not waste it. And I appreciate that. I appreciate it.
You know what she's not going to do? Smile, because she's going to look at you like...
Do you think she's trying like hard?
Hey, guys, I'm here to tell you about eBay Auto. eBay Motors is the leading online platform for automotive dealers to get their inventory in front of over 7 million ready-to-buy shoppers who are buying cars and trucks on eBay Motors every 3 minutes, every single day. They make it easy to find parts for cars, trucks, SUVs, motorcycles, and more. They even offer a massive selection of new and pre-owned classics. Whether it's fixing, updating, or maintaining your existing vehicle, or finding new and used vehicles, eBay Motors is easy to navigate by vehicle type, category of items, sales, events, or the brand type of car, motorcycle, pickup, or SUV that you have. You can shop parts on the eBay Motors app, and with their eBay Guaranteed Fit, it is guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Head over to ebay.com and find what's right for your ride. That's ebay.com.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Not to laugh at some of the things that Christian says.
Maybe, because some of the things Christian be saying, be like, yo, bro, like, you dragging it.
Because, like, if it was me, I'd be like, like, just giggling and then put my hand back down. Like, serious. But just a little. But that's like, I would give it away.
You'd have to do the Jey Uso. You just have to look down and look away. You have to look away. You got to look away. You got to hit them with Sami Zayn. He's just not feeling Uso. You got to hit him with the
not the Uzi.
You gotta have a
what a mess. I don't agree with what Christopher Daniels did tonight. I was very confused. This was, I mean, I guess
you're sports confused, right? Tonight.
Yes, I was sports confused, not sports entertained in this moment. I was just confused because I was thinking about like when the New Day had their titles and how they would defend theirs. They would kind of like interchange who would be able to wrestle, right? But I get it. This is a different company, different rules, as Christopher Daniels stated. But I was like, that's no fun. Then who's going to get these championships unless they're really going to unify all of these titles and just have it be one set of belts and then have those champions defend on AEW, whether it be Rampage, Dynamite, Collision, and Ring of Honor. So I do get it because they were establishing a lot of teams tonight. You had like, we'll talk about Action Andretti and, you know, Top Flight and then the Kingdom. So there was just a lot of teams tonight. So I guess, but also, I love the Bang Bang Gang.
I don't see the point of stripping them of the titles to then make them fight for the titles against the people they were going to fight anyway. If you would have done a tournament, I would have given you that. Because AEW does tournaments well. I would have given you that. But that's not even what we got. I'm sorry. I'm so congested. I don't know what's happening today.
It's been a long day.
Yeah. It's been a long day. So I will say that this whole segment to establish what they did, just it was not it for me. Mm-hmm. That just I can't speak to you, but that just was not it for me.
Yeah. No, same. And I'm just like, where's the fun now? What are they gonna do with the Bang Bang Gang? I mean, I know Juice is still gonna run wild, but I thought the Guns were actually pretty good champions. So I don't know. I'm hoping that this just doesn't put them on the back burner if someone else wins those belts.
But you know who else is winning? Just Ricardo says, hi, Iridian. Hi, Iridian, Cresta, and chat. Love you. See you tonight. You outside?
It's where are you at? Time.
Where are you at?
He says, see you tonight.
What you doing?
Does he know where something we don't?
You say you outside? Don't say that. Thank you for joking around with us. After that, we got Jack Perry with the TNT Open Challenge recap. Now, I didn't see this match, but why you beat a poor Marco Stunt like that? That's not nice. That's not nice. First of all, where has Marco Stunt been? Are you beating up this child? Child abuse.
Okay. I love Marco Stunt. Absolutely love Marco. I was devastated when he was let go from AEW. And I followed up with him in like the indies, but then he stopped doing the indies and he doesn't really post on social media. So everybody was like, where's Marco? And by everybody, I mean me. So when I saw him last week, I said, finally, here we go. We have Marco. We're ready. And it totally made sense for him to come out with the Jurassic Express music to have that match with Jack because he has history with him. It makes sense. And then they did a little backstage segment where I don't remember who was interviewing him, but Luchasaurus walked by and Luchasaurus was like looking at him like kind of shady. So I was like, interesting. Is this where we're going to start moving Killswitch or Luchasaurus away from the patriarchy now that like he is kind of having disagreements with Christian, not really vibing with him?
He's been having disagreements with this man. You changed my name to Killswitch. You don't respect me. You took my TNT title shot and you
ran with my title. Like
when I was champion, people thought you were champion.
Exactly, exactly. And now that Marco is someone who has a past relationship with him, who knows? I feel like Marco could be the key, and I'm so ready. I don't know if they've signed him again. I don't know like what the official thing is. We're going to have to text Sean about that one, but I'm ready. I'm ready to see Marco. He does really incredible stuff in the ring, and I need to see him in like a ladder match. I need to see him against the biggest and the baddest, the men who are large.
I'm not going to hold you. I could see Marco Stunt getting adopted by the patriarchy. What are you doing here, lost child? Do you need a parent?
Oh, my God.
Do you need a father figure?
I need to check his family real quick because...
Oh, no. Is this dad alive, please? Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Please confirm or deny, guys. Confirm or deny.
I got to get my ginger ale again. I got to get that. Oof. Oh, no. I'm so scared. Okay, so I walked away to get food, and I'm seeing that there was a Jeff Jarrett video package. I ain't see that.
Jeff Jarrett video package? Oh, yes, yes, there was. I did not listen to it. So sorry. I saw people. I saw Karen, and I was like, oh, Karen, you look cute. Totally missed it. Sorry, guys. In the comments, let us know, what did you guys think? Was it good? Was it bad? What were your feelings tonight?
There was a Jeff Jarrett video package.
All right. There was a lot of video packages tonight. And you know what I noticed? That like it was a video package and then it would immediately go to commercials, which yep. I didn't hate. I thought it seemed like a little bit more organized.
And listen, you're going to hate me again because apparently there was a Malachi Black promo. And like the next thing I got is Roderick Strong versus Dalton Castle. Is it me, Jesus?
I'm so sorry. I got distracted by the Marco stunt one. And that's immediately the next thing that I wrote. The Outrunners and Dalton Castle. Like, that's what I got.
Okay, shout outs to Lewis because Lewis is kidding us together. The Jeff Jarrett video package, it was basically recapped his participation in the Omar Hart Cup and being an enforcer in the finals.
Okay, perfect.
You know, Lewis, we love you. We love you, Lewis.
Where would we be without you tonight, sir? Shout outs to you.
There's also a House of Black promo. And again, with Lewis with the hot tag. House of Black promo was them saying they will not show their plan, what their plans are for Wembley next week. I'm sure it was a riddle.
And why would they show their plans? That's literally giving whoever their opponent's going to be all of the secrets. You don't do that.
This is not.
Unless they're coming out with like Zelina.
Okay, then yes. I'm a Zelina Vega stan. I don't care. She could slap the Pope and I'd be like, you know what? Maybe you deserved it. I don't know what happened. I'm just saying maybe there was something. I don't know. All right, work. Now we have the Roderick Strong, Dalton Castle match. So we're going to start this off sweet with a, Jesus, I am dying tonight. I'm dying. I don't know what's happening. I thought we had a Mark Briscoe super chat or humper chat, but we don't. I'm going to tell you what I liked, and I'm going to ask you what you liked, and then we're going to move on.
Okay, perfect.
Great. Perfect. I liked Retro Beefy Boys. I liked the two gut-wrench suplexes from Dalton Castle.
Okay.
I love Dalton Castle's gear. What did you like about this match? What did you like about this? Yeah, yeah.
I love Dalton Castle. I loved his little entrance thing that he did where he was like the chickens or something, or the horses. He was feeding the horses and then the Outrunners come and like start eating out of his hand and he was a little scared. I love that. You know, Dalton is such a fan favorite and I truly love him as a wrestler and as a character. I think he's fantastic. Why is he being wasted away behind a paywall of Ring of Honor? Like, I can't afford it. I need him to show up on Dynamites and Rampages and Collisions because the way that the audience reacts to him is just like everyone gets so excited. I feel
that's
like
a fact.
Him and Willow kind of can do the same like fan reaction, right? I'm like, all right, we need to see more of you. And I feel like this match was kind of a waste, in my opinion. Don't hate on me, guys. That's just what I thought.
Hey.
Everybody's going to send Sean this little clip and be like, why do you have her on?
Listen, I'm already canceled after Grab City today. So, you know. I honestly wouldn't hate Dalton Castle with Danhausen as the ultimate odd couple. Yes, exactly. That same face you made, like, no.
I go. Maybe. I see it.
Dalton's weird and Danhausen is like, I'm weird, but this guy's weird. Like, I'm not getting called weird by Danhausen.
I love Danhausen. Where is Danhausen?
Doing everything else but AEW is best. Tony, I'm going to see you at the next press conference.
Tony, we're going to ask these questions, okay? Jeez.
Listen, you always going to get a softball question from me because I don't care. I want to ask you the questions I want to know the answer to.
Who cares what happened in the pay-per-view? Where's Danhausen?
Where's my meat division?
They're going to be like, you can't let them in again.
They're like, the girl with the purple hair, get out. I'm like, you know what? Justice for the meat division. You can't silence us.
We will not be silenced. Oh, my God.
Roderick Strong wins that match, by the way, with a big knee. Next, we got a Mark Briscoe video package where he talks about chicken food, kung fu. I love Mark Briscoe, but sometimes I'm like, I don't know what the hell you be saying, but I live. Come on, crazy uncle.
Mark, sweetie, I had no idea what was going on. He was saying, hold on, I had like little bullet points. He said, chicken farmer, blood and guts, business suits, blood and guts again. I was here for it. I understood. I got it. Like from all of that, I got it. It makes sense. I love Mark Briscoe. 10 out of 10, I was cackling.
Listen, I love Mark Briscoe too, but sometimes I'd be like, You got it, granddad.
Snaps. Snaps for you, sir.
Okay. Now let me tell you about how the way I cackled at this next promo. We're going to start it off with a super chat from Matthew Hooks, who says, 3 women's matches next week. Who? Oh, wait, no. Not that wrong one. Cresta, Jesus Christ. I promise I...
We're getting it.
Okay. I don't know where I am. I lost my whole train of thought.
Oh, please. Are you trying to put Cody's up? The Willow one?
I mean, after the thing, I got the Jack Perry, then I had the Stokely Statlander, but apparently there was a hologram. Did I miss the... Yo, what was I watching tonight?
Oh. Is that the promo about the person who, like, goes into the portal? Is that what you're talking about, Matthew Hooks? Confirm or deny, please.
Matthew Hooks, thank you for the $2. Cresta doesn't know what she's doing. Cresta heard herself in confusion. So I apparently missed this promo too. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I am also confused, but I do think the hologram, I do think they're talking about that person who's going into the portal. I don't know if you've seen it. People are saying that maybe it's Ricochet. I thought, oh my God, who is that? I'm blanking on the wrestler's name. Kushida. Was it?
Time Splitter.
Yes, I thought that's who it was, because going into the portal, I said, it kind of makes sense. But yeah, I mean, people are saying it's going to be Ricochet. I don't know.
Chad is saying it's rumored to be former Aramis from AAA.
That's, I wish I knew. I wish I knew who that was. I'm sorry. I'm going to be exposed to Aramis then. I mean, I'll be surprised. Chris and I will both be surprised, guys. So
sports surprise.
Sports surprise.
We're going to be sports surprise. Okay. So now I could do this other super chat. Thank you guys for being here. This is kind of going at lightning speed. This show was kind of like, so we're doing the best we got with what we got. All right. Next, we had the Chris Statlander, Stokely Hathaway being interviewed by Lexi Nair backstage. We have a super chat from Cody Anderson saying Willow is the new CMLL world champion. Period. Women's world champion. She's the champion of my world. So we love you, Willow. Congratulations. Right. Thank you, Cody Anderson. Not them saying, I'm just going to go back to Drew McIntyre saying, I prayed for this and it happened. Not Stokely saying all those bad things happening to you. When he said, when Statlander said, he's a hater and I'm petty, I'm like, sometimes you don't need more of a reason than that. And you appeal to my non-sensibilities there. Then Stokely said, Willow, you keep smiling your way through things. How has that worked out for you? And what did you expect from a girl whose favorite color is 3?
That was so insulting. I gasped.
What did Willow do to you, bro? Like,
and why is Stokely being such a hater? I literally can't. Like, you're a hater, bro. That's loser behavior. That does not look good on you.
Not like, to say Stokely's being maidenless right now. Maidenless behavior, Stokely.
it's not a vibe. Like, Stokely's a con artist. I am not here for it. Not here for it. And the fact that he was like, oh, like, I made you, I can destroy you or whatever. And I said, not true. Like, Willow has genuinely been a champion before you got here, sir. So I need him to go back and, like, rewind and look at the tape.
I'm going to go ahead and say I loved Statlander here. This is the most. I was like, okay, Stat, you petty. Okay, I see you.
Stat is doing such a good job at making people hate her. Like,
yeah.
You love her because she's a baddie and she's amazing. And every Instagram picture that she posts, I'm like, God damn it. I don't like you. I'm taking it apart. You know, like.
Take my double
Jesus tap, and then I'll comment looking amazing or something, right? But like, anytime she cuts a promo, I'm just like, I'm tired of you, girl. I'm tired of it, just because you're so good. And it's, oh man, she's doing a great job of being a heel, and it's believable because you're like, I don't want to watch you, like, stop it.
My only critique of this whole thing is it has to end
driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Three ways. Willow might need to say some insidious things about these people, but I don't think that fits with her character. She might need a heater. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we got to go through a table.
She might need somebody to say it for her.
Yeah.
I do believe that she can say it in a nice way. You know, I think that she's got that in her to say some like petty things, but like with a smile. I would believe it. But yeah.
No, I can see it now that you said it. It's like, Stokely, I understand why you're mad. You're vertically challenged. Like, hey, yo! Yeah. But it has to end with Stokely going through a table at that point. Because Stokely.
Gotta be like, when your words can reach me, then we can talk. You
drag
know?
Him. This is free. This is free. And then watch Stokely tweet about it. It's like, not these two girls talking about me. I'll beat y'all up.
I'll put you through a table.
All I will reply is with that cat giffa.
With the Kenny one, like when Kenny's like
Stokely Hathaway to us right now. All right, y'all. I think we've reached the midway point. We are going to play an ad from our sponsors, the sponsor of this this channel today.
We need to talk about your mailman. Doesn't need to know your business, doesn't need to know you're looking to have better sex. Fortunately, Blue Chew is here. It arrives in a discreet package, but let's get back to the start. Maybe you want that performance, that edge in bed. Blue Chew has you covered. So, here's the deal. You take their online consultation, and if approved, you get a chewable with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis for a fraction of the price. Not just that, no awkward doctor's visits in person, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Prescribed online, shipped straight to your door, but mailman's not going to know what's in that package, but somebody's going to know what your package is bringing. Maybe it is the mailman or mailwoman. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. Maybe they want you to drop something off by their back door. Well, with Blue Chew, you're going to be able to do that. Use the code FIGHTFUL. BlueChew.com.
Do what you gotta do and get some Blue Chew. Only if your heart is healthy enough, consult your doctor. Ding. We are positive over here. Next, we got Nyla Rose versus Ava Lawless. And this match was positively entertaining. But Nyla Rose is a gem. So what do we expect?
Yeah. First of all, gear on point. Nails, fantastic. I love that blue color. And yeah, this match was what it was. I like how commentary did mention, though, that this was Ava's third AEW match. And even though it was quick, I respect her.
Yeah. We got a video package from Nyla Rose a couple of segments now. We're just going to cover that now.
Yeah.
Where Nyla is like, yay, Lexi Nair. She's like, you have something to say? She's like, yeah, I looked great. And then Dita's like, wait, oh, okay. I'm clowning. She's going to be answering Mercedes Moné open challenge. And I live. I think that's fantastic. Nyla's gear did look amazing tonight. The nails, that blue on her looks so good. It's so good on her.
Yeah. I liked that we're seeing Nyla again. I feel like because she's not like on TV so often that people forget that she was a fantastic women's champion and a champion for a long time. So I feel like Mercedes, she's going to find out. Don't think Nyla's going to win, but this is going to be a great match.
And if anything, I still remember when Nyla Rose was trolling people. Didn't she steal somebody's championship? Was just running around like, you got to come and get it? She stole Jade Cargill's TBS championship. You got to ride around and love get it.
Nyla is always in such a silly, goofy mood. I feel like she can put Stokely through a table.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's gonna be one.
She might be.
Nobody would bat an eye.
Her and Willow team up. The comedic gold. That would be incredible. incredible.
Good cop, bad cop. Because I can see Willow saying, okay, I tried to warn you. Here come that little, hey, hold up. She's the Juice Robinson of that group. That's a compliment if y'all didn't get it, okay? All right, next we have, after that, they have an Owen Cup Hart recap. Mm-hmm. And we have Top Flight, Darius Martin and Dante Martin versus mm-hmm. Shane Taylor Promotions and Lee Moriarty and Anthony Ogogo. Both of them had their third counterpart, Action Andretti and Shane Taylor. Mm-hmm. It was at this point, you couldn't pay me to pay attention. I don't know what happened. It just dipped. And it's not like these men did bad. I'm mm-hmm. going to blame three things. Mm-hmm. The crowd was kind of dead all night.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. Maybe this was after they recorded Dynamite, but the crowd at this point was just like, so I don't know what was going on with that. Secondly, I don't know. Commentary started highlighting how we're showing off all of our tag teams and our triple teams. I'm like, okay, Dante and Lee Moriarty matching technical ability. Why is Anthony Ogogo in here? Anthony Ogogo getting worked. Nice card. Oh, Darius Pins Ogogo. That's literally all my notes.
Yeah, you have more notes than me. I have the name, and then I have Shane rocked Andretti. And then I said two more trios were established. That's all I got. And you and I were talking about this during the match. I was like, you know what? Something better would have been Lee Moriarty versus Dante. This is the match that I wanted to see. Not to say that this was a bad match. I just wasn't interested in it. And I don't know why. I'm telling you, I don't know why either. A theme of tonight that I don't know if it was the crowd. I don't know if it was the circumstances of the day. But the vibe of this match, it just wasn't for me. I do like what happened afterwards. I think I was more interested in like all the commotion that was going on then. But I don't know. This wasn't one of my favorite matches of the night.
Again, nothing against the competitors in the ring. They did a good match. I just, at this point in the show, all the air in the room was like.
And you know what? It's so crazy because we love Top Flight. We love mm-hmm. Action Andretti. And we love Shane Taylor Promotions. So this, in our books, technically, would be fantastic. So
This is a banger. This is for us. So I don't know what happened.
It was not the vibe tonight.
Maybe we need a blue chew.
Goodbye. We need a blue chew before this match.
We need a wrestling blue chew. That's followed up by Deonna Purrazzo backstage with Lexi there. Now, I'm a Deonna Purrazzo fan. Mm-hmm. She said, I don't care. I'll rearrange Thunder Rosa's arms. I don't care. I hate this place, and I'm burning it down, and we're doing it my way. I respect it. Out comes Thunder Rosa with her hat on. This ain't Texas.
Goodbye. Oh, my goodness.
First woman in a cowboy hat we saw tonight, because there was three of them. Yep. So she said, you know what? My problem is I need to learn patience. I can't beat you up before the ring. I need to beat you up after the bell and then beat you up in the lumberjack women match for Rampage 250. Mm-hmm. I'm like, period. What wasn't period is when the girls really started in Spanish and Spanglish and English, they cut right to commercial. I was like,
okay, I thought it was a mistake, and I was like, oh my god, they were still cutting their promo. How dare you cut them off? I think it was intentional to see like they were going to continue fighting, whatever. But the fact that my mood immediately changed when I saw the women on screen. I said, oh my goodness, yes, we love Deonna and we love Thunder Rosa. This is it. This is the excitement that I need. Like, what's going to happen? And Deonna was like, what's she saying? ¿Dónde está Mera Mera? Where are you? I was like, oh.
When she said that, I was like, girl, you can't. I know exactly the type of girl you were, because I used to know girls like you in high school. Oh, you're speaking Spanish? ¿Dónde está la puerta? Like, the-
nope. I know she was on Duolingo for 2 days. She's like, this is all I need to cut my promo.
I live for a good mean girl promo. And that was, if you're gonna do it right. And she kept going. She's like, it may be bad, but you know what I'm saying. It may be bad, but you know what I'm saying.
Period. I'm so excited for this. And the fact that they're going to have a lumberjack match. I love lumberjack matches. One of my favorite stipulation matches right next to the ladder match. Like, lumberjack matches, superior. The fact that it's going to be a lumberjill match, I'm ready for it. I'm ready to see all these ladies. Who's going to be on Deonna's side? Who's going to be on Rosa's side? Because that's something that we always see in lumberjack matches, is like, there's usually people who kind of go, they pick their opponent, right? So I'm excited to see who's going to support who. I'm ready.
Me too. And I'm also excited for the eventual, I'm here to cause chaos. Let's rage. I'm fighting everybody outside. We are now followed up by the next Cowwoman hat. This ain't Texas. We don't hold them. Sky Blue is back, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, I'm very confused. Is there in, because where were they? In
Calgary.
Canada, right? Yeah. Is there like a Western vibe that happened?
There's a stampede thing that was happening that week.
Okay.
So it was literally, so lay your cars down, down, okay. down.
It was, yeah. it was the, what does the Hannah Montana say? The hoedown, showdown or something. It was that. So I was like, okay, there's a lot of, this is very Western. This is not Texas. But yeah, okay, that makes sense. That but Sky looked great in her little cowgirl outfit. I was ready. I love that that new white gear that she has.
Beyond.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal. She killed it.
The gear with the high heel, with the knee-high boots. Yes, the boots the house down. Mm. I was living.
With the little strap by the waist. I was like, oh my goodness.
Sky Blue, you did that. If you did that, you did that. If you purchased that, you still did that. Whoever made that, you did that. That being said, still my beating heart. I heard Soraya's music coming like, how are you going to debut her and have a job to Soraya? That's crazy. But then it was Harley Cameron. Harley Cameron don't got home music.
That's so bogus, right? Like, first of all, yeah, I was like, oh, okay, they're going to have Soraya fight. I thought they would have made a bigger deal about this. I would have thought they'd advertise it more. But then Harley comes out and I'm like, okay, why are y'all doing this to Harley? This is giving the Mariah May treatment, right?
That's horrible.
Like you want her to come out to Soraya's music in kind of Soraya's gear. She's her own person. She can fight, okay? And she proved that tonight, though she was not successful. But yeah, it is what it is.
I gotta tell you, I got no notes on this match either, though.
I don't have any matches. I don't have any notes either, but I enjoyed it. I thought this match was great. I thought the women put on, for what it was, a really good match. And again, this was one that featured a team of Harley and Soraya. So I was like, all right, this is a very tag team heavy collision, which I wasn't mad about, but I was just like, interesting that they're establishing everything else. Like, what are y'all doing on Dynamite? Like, that was my question. Y'all don't have no tag teams on Dynamite?
She said, y'all ain't got no food over there. We do have a $5 super chat. Speaking of food, from Chris Lloyd saying, I love Sky Blue. Sky likes to model. Kyle Fletcher is her boyfriend. She's funny. Explore that. Give her a proper story, not random matches. I will say she just came back. So, I mean, sorry, Harley Cameron. But at least Harley Cameron wasn't in the ring beforehand. Like,
Side note on Harley Cameron. Last week, AEW was here for Dynamite in Chicago. And she was part of Colt Cabana's and RJ City's All Elite comedy thing. Mm-hmm. And it was like a little talent show. She came out. She does ventriloquism. So she's a ventriloquist. She had a little puppet named Earl. She's so talented. I would not think that Earl was her. I was cracking up. She's hilarious.
That's funny.
So shout outs to her for being so talented.
Honestly. No, what I'm gonna say that off air because someone's gonna take it offensive, and I mean it as a compliment.
Okay, moving on.
Sky Blue did win with a rear naked choke sort of situation, which I was like,
a new submission. Yeah,
she said, okay, I learned a thing or two from the House of Black. I was in the I don't know what Malachi Black calls his gym. I know Rock calls it like the Iron Grid or Steel Jungle or something like that, but maybe it's the House of May Church of Black,
not the Steel Jungle.
I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
I just watch wrestling and they pay me to do it, man. After this, Sky Blue does end up saying, hey, listen, y'all gonna put some respect on my name. I was like, period. She said, the only way to do it is to get Hikaru Shida. And I was like,
interesting. Interesting that she picked Hikaru Shida, because this is not who I thought she was gonna pick.
Me either. I thought she was gonna say, well, I was gonna take Mercedes open challenge since we shouting up big dogs. I was like, okay. And maybe you and Nyla fight.
Crazy.
Hikaru?
Crazy. I was like, Hikaru Shida, I get it. You know, she was really, really great champion. I thought she was actually going to say Britt Baker, because Britt Baker just returned. And I said, damn, you're going straight to the top. That's what I thought.
But I wouldn't even be mad at that either.
Yeah. Didn't go down.
She beats Hikaru Shida? Not the.
if they're really trying to build up Sky, I wouldn't say that, you know, Hikaru Shida would lose anything by losing to Sky.
I agree with that.
I think Sky has so much to gain from a win. And like continuing to establish her, I wouldn't be mad. I don't think it's gonna happen though. But guys, she just got back, so who knows? It could literally go either way.
Listen, we've said that about Danielson, and Danielson will lay down and do the job. So
yep. Yep, he will.
Speaking of people doing the job, that's what I was doing. They did a learning tree promo.
Oh my god.
I gotta tell you guys, I will tell you the positive thing I like about that. So, hi guys.
That's it.
Not them killing Samosa Joseph. That's crazy. That's
literally crazy. I think that's the only thing that I was like paying attention to. I'm like, they really are re-showing this footage. I already had to see it on Wednesday. Now here I am again having to relive through Samosa Joseph's pain. Like, that is crazy. And then you know what also I liked about it was that Cole Cabana was there. I said, Cole, we haven't seen you in years. Here you are telling
this is malarkey.
But like in a time portal.
I mean, I will say there are aspects of that gimmick that I do like. Like, imagine saying to someone, hi, guys, you're wrestling? Make sure you don't try this at home so you don't break your neck like I did. You know I have a friend named Kurt Angle who wrestled with a broken freaking neck. Like, bro, like, you're the worst. That's funny. That is funny. But then those segments go on for 10 minutes, and I'm like, yo, it's not funny no more.
You know what's crazy is I think that I would like it if somebody else was doing it.
Drag him.
That's just my opinion. But I think that it would be so funny if someone else, like if Danhausen had this gimmick. Oh my
stop,
God.
Stop. Stop.
I will be eating this up. And with Danhausen's voice.
I could even see Big Bill doing it.
If Big Bill was doing it and it was just his own thing and he was creating his own faction, I could kind of see that too.
Because he's the tree. He's literally the tree.
Literally.
I'm trying to think of who else would do it, like Tony Schiavone. Hi,
not Tony Schiavone as a little commentary. Oh my goodness,
Excalibur! You ever seen him so animated?
I'm thinking who could be so good that's like they're not, you know, using them right now. Man, I don't know, guys. Put in the comments who do you think could be the leader of like the learning tree. But yeah, I mean, I think I wouldn't hate it if someone else was doing it. I just think right now it's just like a little too much for me.
Understandable. That's fair. I think the consistent critique I hear of it.
Yeah. So anytime Samoa Joe like wants to beat up Chris Jericho, I get it. Valid. I'm on Samoa Joe's side. It makes sense to me. It adds up. Someone said Kyle O'Reilly and Shibata. Shibata just doing it on the hi guys.
What Shibata's gonna say? Not you with the all caps and the hi guys. It is I.
And it's going to be the woman saying, it is I, Shibata. Like,
I love it. I hate wrestling. And this is one of those moments where they're...
If we were on X Factor, we would have got the 3 X's already. We would have been off.
Yeah, they're like, oh, get. Somebody with the Triple H side, who booked this crap? We have Sean, that's what you're doing on your site? Ladies and gentlemen, get in your super chats, get in your humper chats, get in your subscriptions. We are coming up on the main event. We are at the home stretch. We're almost done. We turned a 20-minute show into an hour show. Let's do this. And the main event, we had the conglomeration of Orange Cassidy and Kyle O'Reilly versus the Undisputed Kingdom of Mike Bennett and Matt Taven. This was another match that you could offer me I would pay attention for $1 million, but I gotta tell you, you couldn't pay me to pay attention right here. This was another one. I was like, yikes, yikes. And this one was because Roderick was on commentary.
Yes. and he was on commentary and not commentating.
Yo, Tony Schiavone said, we have you out here as a commentator.
Please do your job. And then Nigel was also not doing his job. Nigel, you love to talk. What was going on here?
Because when Nigel gets next to another hater, they do this tee-hee-in.
That's what, you know what? Nigel and Roddy tonight on commentary were what you and me would sound like on commentary. Okay.
One night. I'll get that shit off the air.
We're not having them back. That's it.
They'll study us in 2058. It's like, was this the meta move that we just didn't know?
We didn't know this was the future. I'm done.
Okay. Let me give you some beats of this. We start off. The match like literally gets 2 minutes in and the Kingdom go outside to strategize. We got some arm drags from Orange Cassidy and Matt Taven. There was a stiff ass Stun Dog Millionaire, I believe, on Mike Bennett from Orange Cassidy. Matt Taven says, I didn't want to do this, man, to Kyle O'Reilly. And I'm like, shut up. This is after school special. You didn't want to do this and you want to fight your friend? You couldn't pay me to fight my friend. Well, you could, but I'm Remember when the New Day were in the team and they laid down, that'd be me, finger pointing to Doom. Why would I fight my friend? Exactly. I already got paid. If they told me I had to wrestle Iridian right now, do you not think that if Iridian pointed at me, I'm like,
goodbye. That would be the both of us. We'd be like, oh, we'd both be laying there.
Double count. I already got paid. The check cleared. I already got paid.
Rick would have to come in with his little ref tee and do the one, two.
Not Rick running down. Oh, God. Is that Rick? Is that Rick Pacino with a steel chair? Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. All right, hold on. Listen, these are my notes. I said they didn't want to fight Kyle. That's it. That's all I have. Oh, and you know what? I was really confused because when I heard the Kingdom's music again for the second time tonight,
yeah,
I was like, did I accidentally rewind on my TV? What is happening right now? So I was a little bit confused and I said, oh, now we get the other parts of what is the Kingdom? Where's Adam Cole? This is what I'm missing, I feel. Adam is the heart and soul of this team. And when he's not there, I'm just a little like, it feels incomplete. So I really can't take them seriously, especially when Roddy is on commentary. That's just
Roderick Strong has a very punchable face, and professional wrestling that works because you're a great heel.
Especially when he comes on his little glasses.
Oh my God, bro. You wouldn't hit a man with glasses. Yes, I would. Yes, I would. Yes, I would. But I will say it does feel a little incomplete. It gives like Roderick Strong is Adam Cole's little smarmy brother. You know who my older brother is. You're going to do what I say or else I'm going to beat you. Me and my friends are going to beat you up. And when Adam Cole comes around, hi, Adam. You see what I did with you as the late? I hope you're proud of it. That's what it gives. And it's like, bro, like.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, man, like now we got to deal with this guy because his brother is the cool one. And that just we got to hang out with him meanwhile till the brother comes back. But man, I think what really interested me in this match was everything that happened afterwards. No shade to the Kingdom, like the Kingdom. It's just, I don't know, man. Collision was just weird tonight.
Yeah, the second hour normally cooks more than the first, and the first one always cooks, and tonight just wasn't it. Mm-hmm. I will say I did like when Roderick Strong said, Ishii's head is shaped. What's that peanut head shaped guy, Ishii? And then who came out?
Period.
You know, I had Ishii with no neck. You better stop playing on that man's neck. He gonna break your neck. You better stop. You better stop.
He said, y'all ain't gonna talk about me on commentary. I'll run up on you. And he did, period. As he should.
So at the end of the match, pretty much it was 2-on-1. Orange Cassidy kept getting beat the hell up and then dumped outside. Kyle O'Reilly takes the pin. And then afterwards, Orange Cassidy went to go help. And then here comes Trent Beretta like, I'm not minding my business. He interrupts. Kyle O'Reilly gets pinned. And Trent Beretta's beating down Orange Cassidy. Trent Beretta then takes his happy butt in the ring. And it's like, you know what? You did this. You did this, Orange. And as long as it's this like this, it'll never be over between us, bro. 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 He goes to go beat up Kyle O'Reilly. The king is like, yay! If anyone's going to beat up our friend, it's going to be us. Not you, buddy. Yeah, get out of here. Beat it. And them telling him to beat it, Orange Cassidy did a Mega Chad power play with a fucking monkey wrench and hit Trent Beretta over the head. And looks like, remember one of them times I wasn't talking, I got rage and I wrote a manuscript that I'm about to let you all know. That was the best part of the second hour. Just him looking like, I'll kill you, Kalima.
Honestly, the way Orange was looking, I thought he was going to swing at everybody.
Me too, bro. I was like,
Kyle, get out of that ring. Get out of that ring, Kyle, because you next. And he wasn't. I said, okay, I respect it. He's got a little bit of self-control. But man, that monkey wrench was wild. And Trent also looked shocked. He was like, I can't believe this man just hit me.
I will say, I know this Orange Cassidy heel turn is coming. Yes. I don't mind looking real deep into AEW. When Orange Cassidy is like, okay, I'm chilling, he wears light blue pants. When he's about to fucking rage, he wears dark blue pants. He's been wearing dark blue pants a lot. No glasses, really. He's just been mad, and I understand. Every time Renee checks in, he's like, Renee.
He's been talking way more.
Yeah.
Himself, Orange, this is like you.
And it's one of those things where it's like, if your whole character is, if I try to be over for you hoes, imagine if that person gets fed the fuck up.
Yeah. Orange is going to add himself to the blood and guts match.
He's going to make everybody blood and gutty. He's going to be the one in the middle like, yo, who invited this guy?
yo, this guy's taking wrestling too seriously.
John Moxley would be like, hey, yo. If Moxley got to tell you, hey, yo.
If you wanted to join the BCC, just say so. You ain't got to do all that.
Yuta, pack your shit.
Yuta. You could just add, why are we kicking people out? You can just add another member.
Because they didn't Yuta have a fight with Orange Cassidy on his way out of Best Friends?
No, I think it was Trent. He's got people
Trent all along. It was Trent all along.
It was Trent. You know what? That's crazy. First of all, when Trent showed up, I said, sir, what are you doing here?
You're not even in this match.
You're not even in here. Why? I mean, if you were going to come out with them, I guess. But like, I was really confused. And then the fact that the Kingdom didn't want Trent to beat up Kyle. I was like, that's petty, guys. Like, you literally.
Chris Statlander, I didn't know you were in the ring.
Like, what's happening? Yeah. Stokely, are you around?
I didn't know that you guys were here. I'm sorry.
I was also, like, that's bogus. How are you going to be like, oh, okay, no, you can't hit him. He's our friend. You literally just laid him out. What are you talking
about? Y'all were literally just jumping him. Like, what?
That's not really your friend. And then Roddy didn't do anything. Roddy stayed on commentary, hee-heeing and ha-haing with Nigel.
I'm so sick of Roderick Strong. And that was Collision, everybody. Yeah. I'm just going to highlight this one thing because Orange Cassidy for House of Black, I could see that going swimmingly until he wants to leave his game. Be like, okay, I'm out. What do you mean? Yeah, I don't want to do this anymore.
I think, you know what? I think they would just let him leave. They'd be like, okay, sure. He doesn't want to vibe with us anymore.
I can literally see him doing the whole thing and then just middle of the match. You know, I don't want to do this anymore, guys. What do you mean? Yeah, it puts his hand back into his pocket and walks out the House of Black.
He's going to come out with a black jean jacket, black jeans, black shoes.
Honestly.
Honestly, I could see it.
I'd live. I'd laugh.
Crazier things have happened. Yeah.
When I first started watching wrestling in modern times, CM Punk said I would never wrestle in WWE again. And I see him now every Monday. So I'll never say never. That's my answer. Unless the person's dead. And even then, we got a hologram of somebody else. So, you know. And that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Iridian, where can the people find you on the intertubes?
You guys can head over to my YouTube channel, Rest Friends. That's WREST Friends. It's Wrestling Friends in one word together, guys. Check out my interview with Willow. Fantastic. Check out my interview with Kyle and Sky Blue. And I also interviewed Tony Khan and I asked him about All Out in Chicago. So, great stuff. Make sure you guys go over there and then follow me on social media at Iridian_Fiero. Caresta, where can our beautiful fans and followers and listeners follow you? Because you do a lot.
Well, I just quit my QVC job, but I'm still out here. Don't worry about that. It happens. So I am on the internet anywhere you can type Cresta Star with the exception of X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, where it's Cresta the Star, like Megan Thee Stallion. Follow me on social media. I have Instagram. I have Twitter. I've got Twitch. I'm live on Twitch every Wednesday for sure. Mondays and Fridays sometimes, but I don't have a job now. So I'm kind of just going to be out here again. Every Thursdays and Saturdays, I'm here with Iridian or Joel Pearl and sometimes Rick. Somebody said Rick is dodging the grind. Rick just has real responsibilities and being Iridian are just jabronis. We're jabronis.
Rick is running in as the ref, guys.
As soon as he runs out as the ref, he's going to his third job. So, like, Rick is out here. Thank you guys so much. Subscribe to Fightful Select. And thank you for spending your Saturday with us. Now go be free, children. Woosah, take care of your mental health because today's a doozy. See you on the next one.
Bye, guys.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Ohio. Ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.